Hey, this is Rob. I'm currently in East Nashville, and I just walked out of a fascinating situation that I wanted to share with you. And it was driven by curiosity. It kind of went someplace dark, and in more ways than one, actually. And I left being enlightened. And by what I, let me back up. As I was driving in East Nashville, I drove past this shop that sparked my curiosity. The shop was called Hail, H-A-I-L. I saw on the front of their blacked out windows, it said Curiosities and Oddities. And I, being one to not shy away from curiosities, I said, I have no idea what the hell this place is, but I have to stop in. So I popped in. The place was completely empty, except for one gal working over by the cash register who said hi, was super nice. I was greeted by more skulls, like actual animal skulls, some human skull replicas, and dead animal taxidermy. I was greeted by more of that in one place than I've ever seen in my life. And as I walked in, the oddities started catching my attention. There were actual children's caskets in there, and they had, you know, if you think about if you walked in, here's a great example. If you had to picture this place, imagine walking into the laboratory of Frankenstein with different vials of liquid and something organic floating in it. I walked past some stuffed baby ducklings line up in a row. I mean, bones all over the place, a ton of skull memorabilia. It was kind of, some of the things that they had in there, to be quite honest, kind of creeped me out a little bit. I decided, as my wife Sarah says, lean into the situation. I decided to go in, and as I noticed the bookshelf full of vintage and used occult themed book, I instantly realized what the hail. No, what the hell? I understand. What the hell? I see. I'm in Tennessee. I'm already in Tennessee for a day and a half, and I'm already talking Southern. What the hail? No, hail. H-A-I-L. I understood instantly what the hail in their name was referencing. So, I turned around, and the gal who was working was super nice. She asked me if I had any questions. And I asked her, you know, you have a lot of stuff that a lot of people would find creepy, including human bones. Is there anything that you would not buy or sell in the shop? At a store that specializes in selling shocking objects, what people might consider occult and evil objects, what is too shocking or too evil that you are just not willing to sell in a store? And she got silent for a second. She said, the one thing we refuse to sell in here is anything racist. She says, people come in with Nazi memorabilia, or even, because it's in the South, someone came in and was selling some Nazi memorabilia, and the person was obviously racist. They weren't selling it as just purely historical. They were collecting this Nazi memorabilia. And she said she was tempted to purchase it just so she could burn it and take it off the market so it would not be in circulation between people collecting stuff like that. So the conversation from there kind of wound down. I thanked her for her time and I left. As I was driving away, I kept ruminating on her answer, and it just stuck with me. For a shop who specializes in the curation of dark and shocking memorabilia, the ultimate evil that they refuse to stock on their shelves is not the occult. It's not satanic books. It's not dead animals, part of dead human beings. The one most evil thing that they refuse to touch is racism. Man, I cannot believe it's 2019 and we're still dealing with this shit. Insane. I've got nothing. I've got no wrap up. That hit me. Just a reminder that truly the most evil force in the world, discrimination, sexism, racism. All right. That's all I got. It's just sticking with me. wherever you are at, whatever curious endeavor you are on, I hope, as always, you stay curious.